from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
It wasn't one of those obvious one way or the other performances. It wasn't like, oh my God, you know, like RG3's first game in New Orleans in 2012. Or, you know, oh my God, the other way, how bad he was. And there was sort of a, you know, really digging into the game to kind of come up with, you know, how you felt. You know, on James, what he wrote, that I should have given Jaden a better grade because he didn't throw an interception and he only got sacked twice against a Todd Bowles defense. I mean, let me just say this. I liked Jaden's performance. I think a B is a decent grade. You know, I liked it when my kids got better grades than B's, but B's not a terrible grade. It is better than average. So I liked his performance. I thought he did a lot of good things, more good things than not good things. He scrambled 7 or 8 times, and no less than, you know, 5 of those 7 to 8 scrambles were necessary scrambles to avoid what could have been sacks. I thought he did a nice job reading the pressure that Todd Bowles sent at him for the most part. There were a couple of times that he didn't, and I thought he made some decent throws. But I can't go higher than a B, James, because of a couple of things. Number one, the biggest opportunity of the game, the deep shot to Terry on 1st and 10 to start the third quarter, he overthrew. And he was a very good deep ball thrower at LSU. And I expect that he'll make that throw a lot this year. But that was a big opportunity to, on one play, from 70 yards away, get right back into the game. That would have made it 16-14. I talked a lot about, you know, on Monday and even yesterday, the one play that to me was the most concerning play for him. It was the play in which he took the big sack at midfield, or actually at about the Tampa 38, but by the time he got sacked, he was back towards midfield. The play in which he fumbled the football, Tyler Biotis jumped on it. It was on that first drive of the third quarter where he missed Terry on the first play. I didn't like that play because, you know, he backed up in the pocket. He didn't step up in the pocket. And I thought that there were receivers, Ertz and McCaffrey, open if he, you know, gets to them quickly and gets the ball out quickly. By the way, one of the reasons I just mentioned that is I wanted to bring up something. I had somebody who was listening to the show when I was discussing this one play who would know, tell me that the play was actually a wheel route for Eckler, and that was his first look. And by the time he got back to Ertz and McCaffrey, who were open, it was too late because of the pressure. And I did go back and look at that, and it's true. You know, Eckler's on a wheel route, and it does look like that may have been the number one progression. Interesting, right? On second, you know, it's a second and 8 play. They went 1 by 4. Zacchaeus is actually supposed to kind of create the opportunity for a wheel with a, you know, a faux screen, which he didn't do a great job of, I didn't think. But he didn't go to Eckler. He could have gone to Eckler, I think, on the wheel. So that may have been a mistake. But this same person did say, you're right, that he can't back up in the pocket. He's got to take that pocket. And also suggested to me, and I think I actually said this, that there was an opportunity for him to get out of the pressure by going left. There was a running lane that opened up. But, you know, that aside, the other thing, James, just on the picks, you know, not throwing any interceptions. You're right. He didn't put the ball in harm's way really at all. It's also fair to say that he only threw 16 passes before the final two drives of the game. A third of his pass attempts came on the final two drives of the game when they were down 30-14 and they were playing super soft coverage and even playing against players who were reserves for Tampa Bay at the end of that at the end of the game. You know, one of the drives it was 30-14, the other drive it was 37-14. So, you know, that is part of perhaps why he didn't put the ball in harm's way. He didn't really throw the ball that much during the portion of the game that mattered. 16 pass attempts, and there were some checkdowns and very safe throws involved. I don't have a problem with, you know, a lot of times, you know, even on the safe stuff and even on few attempts during the competitive portion of the game, quarterbacks can still put the ball in harm's way and can throw picks, and he didn't. I thought he did a good job of protecting the football. I thought he did a good job of getting out of what could have been sacks by scrambling. So, I don't know. I it's hard to give him much better than a B from my standpoint. Now, to Rennie X's note, I wish I had you for a teacher. A B for Jaden was on a major curve. All of his passing yards came late. Yeah, about 80 of his 184 came late. That's true. And it was, prevent, whatever you want to call it, soft. And the offense had 14 points during the part of the game that mattered. Nowhere near a B, closer to a D. I mean... The reason that they had the 14 points during the part of the game that mattered was mostly because of him and his ability to scramble and avoid bad plays and turn bad plays and plays that were limited into positive plays. And again, and I emphasized this on Monday in particular, they didn't get many opportunities with the football. They only had three chances in the first half in which, after the first drive, which started off with the backwards lateral pass that was charged as a fumble, for him. By the way, you know, the other thing too, just about that particular play, you know, Jaden actually gets credited for, because it was a backwards pass to Brian Robinson Jr. on the first play of the game. That actually counts as one of his runs, and it counts as one of his fumbles, which we've talked about the last 2 days. It also counts as one of his 16 rushes. Just if you're wondering where all these rushes came from, that's one of them. That is not a Brian Robinson Jr. at all stat. It's not his lost yardage. It's Jaden's lost yardage because it's a fumble. It's counted as a fumble. And by the way, it's counted as a fumble and a big loss, a 15-yard loss. So anyway, I digress. A lot of the, you know, the 14-point, you know, criticism is that they had three possessions in the first half. They missed a field goal, 47-yarder, by the way, in today's day and age, is a high probability field goal. So you have a real kicker, you got 10 points there. You can also make the case that on the 4th-and-3 at the Tampa 29 on that very first drive, that the analytics say go for it there. I didn't have a problem with them kicking a field goal, a 47-yarder. It's the first drive of the year in which they have gotten into scoring position. And the bottom line is, I think, you know, they wanted a something on the scoreboard to show for that first, you know, legitimate drive for them. But and then the fourth drive of the game, the first one of the third quarter, they miss another field goal. So it could have been 20 points on their first four drives, but they didn't have a kicker that could make it pay off for them. And then after that, you know, they are down, you know, at that point they're down 16 and eventually 23 points. And they did score, obviously, on the drive to make it 23-14. I mean, if you take the real drives, by the way, a kneel down at the end of the first half is not, I don't count that as a drive. I think statistically it gets counted as a drive. I don't count a one-play kneel down. They should have had a drive there at the end of the first half had they called their timeout on defense. By the way, that's another rush for Jaden Daniels. Just reminded of that. The kneel down counts as a rush for Jaden Daniels too. So the fumble on the first play and then the kneel down are two of Jaden Daniels' rush attempts. So he really, what did he have, 16 in the game, Denton? 16 for 88?
16
for
88,
so he really had 14. Yeah. And really, it would have been 14 for, you know, you take that 15-yard loss on first down, it would have been more. But anyway, moving back to the overall production, on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 drives, right, they had a chance to score on four of those. And that was the competitive portion of the game. And then they're down 30-14, and it's pretty much, you know, 37-14, and it's pretty much game over. Well, it is. It's game over at that point. The defense just didn't give them a chance to have more meaningful drives. And, by the way, just more drives, more opportunities with the football. So that would be my answer to you, Rennie, as to why there's no chance I could see giving Jaden a D grade, because all of his passing yards came late against Prevent, and they only had 14 points during the part of the game that mattered. The 14 points weren't his fault. They should have had 20, and they should have had more opportunities at the football had they had a defense that was worthy of anything. I liked more of what I saw from Jaden in his first game than less. And I want to know what you think, because we didn't take any calls on the show yesterday, and we didn't take probably as many calls as we wanted to on the day after the game. But in kind of letting a couple of days go by, and we're going to get focused on the Giants, you know, today, but tomorrow and Friday for sure. What did you think of Jaden Daniels in his first NFL game as the starting quarterback of this team? 301-230.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the audio.
0980-301-230-0980.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.